Blog Talk Radio, everybody in podcast land, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, God darn it, wherever you're listening from, the Eagle has landed. It's the Brothers Podcast. It's your boy from the first state, the home of Joe Biden, the home of all your money, the home of chicken. It's your boy Dre. And joining me on tonight. Yeah, you didn't know Delaware's the Blue Hen State in the chicken capital.
Oh,
you from Slower Lower. You're supposed to know those type things. You from the Slower Lower area.
I'm not.
Before I was rudely interrupted, the joining me on tonight is our co-host all the way from Charm City, where you got to be more careful, where sewer animals look like cats. Where they film The Wire. Where they stink. Depending on what part you're from, what part you're around, because that harbor didn't smell too well last time I was there. Whatever was blowing out the grapes, I didn't like. But anyway, from Charm City, it's your boy Maurice in the building. Say hi to the people, Maurice.
Hello, people. We got to talk about these introductions from the state.
No. You gotta get the people they can relate to.
So Delaware is the chicken capital of the world, or, well, of the United States. My Lord. I said, my Lord. So it beat out Salisbury, where the Purdue factory is.
Yeah, we have the Purdue headquarters in Slower Lower in Georgetown.
Right. And we have the
plant. We also have Mountaineer Chicken. And we have
Tyson
Chicken. Yeah, and they're all in like one circle.
Well, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. If you go to Slower Lower, we're going to control your poultry. If you go to Upper Delaware, we're going to control your money.
Right.
You know, hey.
My. Where?
I don't like the judgment I'm feeling on this podcast today.
Delaware is doing it up. It's doing it up.
Yeah, we either going to tell you how to eat or we're going to tell you how to spend. But either way you look at it, we're going to tell you something good. Other than that, we running everything. You know, who runs the world? Delaware. Oh man. Well, welcome. It's been another week since we've had a chance to say hello to our fans. How has your week been? I feel like it's just time is going so fast now.
Yeah. It just seems like another school year is ending for us, and my seniors are ready to graduate. I also think they're ready. If they could stay another month or so, they would. Time is moving so fast. And it's like, I feel like we just started. And everything is ending so fast. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of things going fast, Jerry Springer has been laid to rest in Chicago 3 days after he has passed from pancreatic cancer. They laid him to rest faster than a Muslim funeral. I have never seen somebody that was not Islamic be laid to rest so fast.
Is Jerry Springer Jewish?
He's Jewish. Yep.
So he couldn't be out of the ground that long.
That's what it is. Okay,
yeah.
I'm learning.
Yeah, he couldn't be on the ground that long. They probably already had his funeral arrangements done, and he probably already had all of that, you know, prepared before he passed through and stuff. Yeah, you don't need, like, to call this person and that person and let auntie so-and-so know.
Just like, wow. I know that's right. Did you watch the Met Gallows last night?
I didn't watch it, but trust me, I saw the interesting costumes. I saw the interesting hair.
The gown.
Some was very nice. Yes, like some, like, I can say in the immortal words of, what's her name? Aretha gown. Nice gown. The thing was called the late. I don't want to kill the man now. Make sure Karl Lagerfeld is out of here. I don't want to just say it. The theme was Karl Lagerfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a German designer. Yes, he died in 2019. Got to check the facts. So the theme last night was Karl Lagerfeld and people dressed in, if you notice, it was a lot of like black and white.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of folks actually dressed like his cat.
Okay.
Doja Cat actually dressed as his cat. And Jared Leto actually had on a giant cat suit.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, that was the theme for last night. Karl Lagerfeld. It was some very interesting outfit. I'm reading it said he was recognized for his signature white. That was he was notified for. But of course he is fashion house Fendi, Chanel, and his own house Karl Lagerfeld are some of his labels. But as you saw, that many people were dressed in black and white. There were a couple of fashion pieces that were very interesting, while others were very nice. So I saw a lot of different style, a lot of different, last night Serena Williams debuted that she's pregnant again through her outfit. Rihanna showed up. Lil Nas X showed up and out.
They also had a cockroach come down.
I heard about this cockroach. My student said that. Now, this was a real cockroach.
Is a real cockroach. I would love to know whose gown it came out of, but it's a real cockroach.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. That is a lot. That is a lot.
Yeah, that would have been the end of my Met Gala career. I can already see.
I think I'm going to have to leave after that.
Yeah. Well, I changed my mind. I don't want to go in anymore. I'm just like, wow. That definitely is different. I wonder exactly, you know, what did the celebrities think of that? Like, I wonder how many of them, since there's so many African-Americans who go to the Met Gala, you know, I'm quite sure that they weren't really astounded by that. You know, most of them seen them growing up anywhere as pets. But I would love to have been a fly on the wall just to see.
I'm quite sure it was the talk the next day.
Like, come on now, cut that shit out.
Right.
So a Frank Ocean fan was threatened with legal action from AEG after creating a short movie about the R&B artist's Coachella set. Brandon Keenis combined 150 videos uploaded by concertgoers to YouTube and created a 20-minute unofficial Coachella film that talked about the Coachella set of Frank Ocean. And he was served with a remove and destroy all audio and video content, cease and desist order of the Coachella performance. What do you feel about that?
What possessed him to do that? It didn't. Didn't Frank Ocean Coachella set not go over well? if I'm not mistaken. He canceled halfway through it or something. Cease and desist. Yeah, why would you record? Why would you record? I'm confused. Why would you record and think that was okay without permission? So yeah, he needs to cease and desist and destroy all of that. Like, that's copyright infringement and so many things. People, use your brain. Like, don't do that. Don't. Then you wonder why you get in trouble. That's why. Not the wisest decision. What are your thoughts on that? Hello, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. I muted my mic. I do apologize. I said Frank Ocean. I mean, has he really been relevant since the tornado flew through his window? Like, I don't really care one way or another. I could see if it's like Beyonce, but it was Frank Ocean. Like, give me a break, people. Like, come on, Coachella. It was the worst set you guys had that year or this year. No one complained about this situation except for Coachella. And on top of it, I mean, it was 20 minutes of video clips. Like, you know, I could see this. Like, no one recorded any of the porn that was shot at Coachella. They only recorded 20 minutes of video clips of Frank Ocean. Like, and it was just clips that were shot from all different fans. So, like, that's the case, then you might as well go search for the other people who recorded that piss-poor performance. And, you know, did you cease and desist? Because I find it funny that you cease and desist the one video that happened to be long enough to be watched versus the 100,000 clips that hit the internet about how horrible the performance was.
Right.
You know, that's odd to me. Speaking of odd, the Tony Awards are being smacked this year because there are a number of snubs and surprises.
The Tony Awards. Well, first of all, Tony Awards going to happen due to the writer's strike? Talk about that before we even talk. Yeah.
I mean, the nominations have been announced, and there's a lot of mixed reaction based upon the nominations.
Okay, let's talk about that. Yeah, Tony Awards controversy. I love it. It's theater. Tony Awards are theater. These are theater awards. For those wondering what the Tony Awards are, those are awards for theater for Broadway performances.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of people that seems to be upset that, for instance, Rachel Brosciana did not get nominated.
What show was she in?
So I want to say she's in Oscar. She's in 1776, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Then Hamilton alums Philippa Sue was not nominated for Camelot or Into the Woods. Thomas Kail of Sweeney Todd was not nominated. Legendary composer Andrew Lloyd Webber was not nominated for Bad Cinderella. Laura Linney was not nominated for Summer or 1976. and Sharon D. Clarke was not nominated for Death of a Salesman. However, there is an unexpected 6 nods for Ain't No Mo, which closed before the end of 2022, despite a star-studded effort to keep it going. So the shows got turned down got 6 nods, but the shows that are still on Broadway ain't get a dime. Five nods for Cost of Living, which closed in November, and 3 nods for K-pop, which closed in December. Another surprise was the show was the strong showing by Corn-centric musical Shook, which landed 9.
Yes.
So very interesting on behalf of the Tonys.
I'm reading the nomination, so
I was looking for the full nomination list.
So how is Alex Newell nominated? Oh, we're not going to talk about that. So Alex Newell and Chuck is nominated as the best featured actor in the musical, but also his co-star is nominated for the same in the musical. So that's interesting. There's some names on here that I am just excited. So Alex Newell is one of them. Audra McDonald is nominated. Samuel L. Jackson is nominated. Keanu Leslie. I would love to do that play.
Which play is that?
By Wilson. But I don't know if my school district can do it. Audra McDonald is nominated. Wendell Pierce is nominated for Death of a Salesman. Sean Hayes, Goodnight Oscar, Yahya Abdul, Mateen the second is nominated for Top Dog, Underdog. So it's some very interesting plays and things nominated for Tony. Congratulations, you guys.
Congrats. If you have not hit the New York scene for Broadway, I don't know what you're missing. You don't know what you're missing, or I don't know what's wrong with you. I cannot wait to get back to New York to hit the scene for Broadway again. So many things I want to see. And isn't Broadway Con coming up also?
Broadway Con. I think
it isn't.
The Wiz is coming back to Broadway as well.
The Wiz is coming back to Broadway. Yes.
It starts in Baltimore, and it will be in September, and it will be moving to Broadway after that. Unfortunately, I tried to get tickets to Baltimore, and guess what?
Sold out?
All sold out. Yes.
Yeah, it's the Wiz. They are definitely going to sell out very, very quick.
Yeah, Broadway Con is July 21st through the 23rd. Oh, it will be going when I'm away.
I knew it was coming up. I was like, Broadway Con is definitely coming up.
21st through the 23rd.
Yeah, I think that's going to be... I'm going to set a precedent next year to get tickets for Broadway Con, and maybe even try to get there early enough where hopefully we can even do the podcast directly from Broadway Con next year.
That would be lovely. Lovely. I'm telling you.
Definitely got to check
that
out.
If you all can hear, we are big Broadway fans, we love. I can't wait to see the movie musical version of Wicked. I'm still trying to get on, you know, Broadway, but it's sold out. So I'm trying to see the Wicked. I'm definitely, if I can't see the Wiz in Baltimore, I'm definitely going to go to New York and see it on Broadway when it comes.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So there is a writer's strike, though, like I said earlier, there's a writer's strike right now happening in Hollywood. It involves 1,150,000 film and TV writers that belong to the Writers Guild. They are negotiating with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, representing the following eight studios: Amazon, Apple, Disney, Discovery, Warner, NBC, Universal, Netflix, Paramount, and Sony. This does not affect what is current on your television, what shows you are currently on, because many of those shows have already written their finales, so their finales have not been affected. But like whatever's coming out that's new or the late night TV shows and soap operas, because of course the writer's strike would affect soap operas. So, but most soap operas, like I know Days of Our Lives, they have taped months in advance, like 8 months in advance. So their stuff should be current up until like the summer. When we had the pandemic, Days of Our Lives, actually, the funny thing about Days of Our Lives is they actually had new shows all the way up until, I think, September, while the other soap operas had to show repeats. So they literally had to show, like, repeats or do special. I think General Hospital did their episodes when they took people from the soap opera. And they did, all their episodes was about Laura. But the Young and the Restless had to do, like, from the 80s and way back, and Bold and the Beautiful had to do the same thing. So this is what it affects. And I think they said the television talk shows, like late night TV shows, they're actually starting and repeat starting from day, which is Tuesday, while everyone else will, it may take them some time. So your Netflix shows are okay for right now. Those of you that have some current Netflix shows or current shows like on Hulu or whatever, those are fine. You should be fine. But whatever's new is coming out has to wait until they reach an agreement. And all the writers want more money. Of course, when you go through the negotiations, you want more money. They want to be able to have the game of money. They also want to be able to have residuals, which is when the show ends as a writer, will they, if it airs somewhere, can they get the money? They'll get money for the show airing because they wrote it.
They go on strike like every other year. This should be over.
This strike has happened for 15 years.
Oh, wow. I could swear it seems like it was just the strike. Like, maybe it had to be a while ago because my grandfather was
The first writer's strike was in 2007, which I do remember because they had to literally hire people to kind of write the show. They had to hire people to come write and stuff. They just want more money. They want to be able to make a living.
I mean, you're not making a living already?
So from what I read, a writer can make anywhere from, and I know it's going to sound kind of childish, they can make anywhere from $4,566 per week. That's the lowest paid writer.
So we're making $5,000 a week. We're making almost $20,000 a month, and we're complaining.
Yeah. We're not complaining. If they need more money, that's the lowest paid writer. So imagine what the highest paid writer could make, and it all depends on the show.
So let's try this again. We're making at least over $4,000 a week, and we're complaining. Next switch. You compete.
It's almost as like you're saying, because they're entitled to, if I'm making only $4,556 a week. This is a week. But remember, we got taxes. I still got to live. I still got things to do. So what am I really taking home?
I bet they take home more than me a week.
They probably take home more than people.
You can combine all my jobs, and I still ain't bringing that home a week.
Right.
Maybe we need to not get our first writing gig and then go buy the highest condo we can find in L.A. or New York.
But it says it's going to affect, but see, this is the thing. This writer's strike is going to affect California more than it's going to affect New York. So New York is not going to feel the effects of it more so California. They said the last writer's strike affected California and affected New York.
Crazy. This is crazy.
And that's where majority of the shows are produced.
Yes.
If you look at it in California. Most of your television shows are produced in California. Very few that are produced in New York. New York used to have like a couple soap operas, like One Life to Live used to be produced in New York, and I think another one, I can't remember the other one. But majority of your shows are produced in California.
Absolutely. That's a bit much. I will fire everybody. I ain't going to hold y'all. Go get y'all some young people that's just getting up to college and needs a name for their self. I'm like, Lord Jesus. It's just too much. It's just too much. Speaking of actors and writers, Jamie Foxx is still in the hospital. They said he is awake and alert, but they have not announced much about his health with the exception that it is a medical complication. But celebrities and friends of Fox have said that he is doing good and he's awake and alert.
I thought they said he had a stroke.
That's what they said last week, but that was not confirmed.
By his family. We probably won't hear until he actually gets out of the hospital.
Absolutely. I'm like,
we're praying for you, Jamie.
Definitely praying for the Fox. You know, he's absolutely cool. Good dude. I remember when he was filming Close to Here, and everybody and their mama was trying to get a picture of Mr. Fox. But you know, it's always bad to me that our health issues affect some of the most prominent celebrities, and we have so many young celebrities passing away from a number of different issues. But absolutely crazy on how things are going. On a good note, Intamin's has gotten into the ice cream business with frozen treats. They have now a chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich out and a glazed donut cookie ice cream sandwich out. I am excited about this. Diabetes for the summer is going to be rampant.
Diabetes for the summer, yes. Go ahead and get your sugar on. Grab your insulin by your side, okay?
Each box comes with 4 ice cream treats, and they should be hitting the freezer section near you. They also have brownie cookie salted caramel ice cream sandwiches, chocolate chip and brownie cookie ice cream sandwiches, chocolatey glazed cookie donut ice cream sandwiches, chocolatey glazed cookie donut salted caramel ice cream sandwiches, and then the glazed cookie donut. So, very interesting.
Come again. What is it?
So there are going to be six flavors, all ice cream sandwiches. The six flavors includes brownie cookie salted caramel ice cream sandwich, chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich, chocolate chip and brownie cookie ice cream sandwich, chocolatey glazed cookie donut chocolate ice cream sandwiches, chocolatey glazed cookie donut salted caramel ice cream sandwiches, and glazed cookie donut ice cream sandwiches.
Well, that sounds a lot. Again, diabetes for your ass.
Right. Not to mention that Kit Kat has now will have a cereal that is now hitting American shelves also.
We're going to have a what?
Diabetic summer.
A diabetic summer, yes.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all, get your insulin, get your...
What did you eat? Well, for breakfast, I had me some Kit Kat cereal. And then I had for dessert a chocolatey brownie cookie ice cream sandwich from Intimus. And then I had 2 pounds of fudge. And I washed it down with some Dairy Queen.
All right. You got that Dairy Queen, honey.
Tiana Taylor is in the news for sneaking Chick-fil-A into the Met Gala.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Probably even thoughts on her dress.
Nope. She got it actually. So the Met Gala's tickets are about $50,000. Let's start there.
Oh,
and
wow.
Tiana Taylor.
Got hungry.
She got hungry. They said that the wait for the food and drinks are long. And so she brought Chick-fil-A with her. They said Pusha T was shocked as he ate next to Taylor. And like anybody would, he took to Instagram to capture the moment. Usher was also surprised.
Pusha T looked fabulous. Trevor Noah, they all look wonderful. I mean, I would, Pusha T's outfit, I'm trying to figure out who I can get to make me one like it.
Trevor definitely went trade for the Met Gala. I was like, okay, Trevor.
Not trade. I will be reading his book over the summer entitled.
Okay. I'm down.
Born a Crime.
They said the Tonight Show is suffering the most during the writer's strike. They said Jimmy Fallon is not supporting his staff during the writer's block and doesn't plan on supporting his staff during the writer's block.
No, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened in 2007. A lot of that happened on 2007 when the writer's strike happened. Many people... When those writers, those shows that hired writers to come in and write while they were on strike, it affected relationships.
Gotcha. And local news.
But Jimmy Fallon is not as popular as he was. I noticed he's not as popular as he was when he first took over the Tonight Show. So he hasn't been as popular on and popping. James Corden, however, was very popular.
I think he
the late show.
I think the Late Late Show. I've sat and watched that show a couple times, and he's reckless with his mouth. Jimmy, I think he came into the business real hot, especially when he did the movie with Queen Latifah. And I think like now that fans have had a chance to really see him. I think some of his comedic effort has died down a lot. And from that, I just feel like, you know, that might be the issue why he's not as hot as he used to be. You know, so he definitely has a dry sense of humor. I do like, and then I think also Jimmy has to work on Jimmy. Like, I think I love the show. That's My Jam. That's my show. But even with that show, like, you could tell that he's usually searching for a lot to say. Like, the hyper personality that he has, it could be a bit much sometimes. So
okay,
I definitely understand that. What y'all got going on there in PG County? Man suspected of stabbing his pregnant wife in Annapolis, killed by a tractor trailer in PG County.
Don't know anything about that because I don't watch the news anymore for PG County.
It actually said it was near Baltimore, but it said a man suspected of stabbing his pregnant wife in Annapolis, Maryland, died after being struck by a tractor trailer. Talk about karma. On Monday.
Exactly.
Yeah, officers responded to a assault call at 1:47 p.m. on Monday in Annapolis, where they found 32-year-old, she's definitely black, Shaniqua Mitchell with multiple stab wounds. She was airlifted to Maryland Shock Trauma, where she remains in critical but stable condition.
She's in Baltimore.
The suspect was identified as 42-year-old Maurice Mitchell, who took off, and he was later struck on Route 50 East near Route 193 in Prince George's County. They said Mitchell walked into traffic when he was struck by the truck, and the lane was down for about 4 hours.
Wow. That's,
I'm going to definitely call that attempted murder-suicide.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, wow. Bad Bunny looked great yesterday at the Met Gala. He arrived separately from Kendall Jenner, but they attended the after party together. So eyes are definitely watching those two.
So it's interesting how these Kardashian Jenner women, they be in a relationship and then they break up with someone, and then 3 months later they're in another relationship with someone new. It's interesting how they just move on so quickly.
That is, yeah, that's one family who gets passed around like hot butter biscuits on Thanksgiving dinner.
Except for Chris, she's been dating the same guy now for a while. It's just interesting how her daughters and the oldest daughter, Courtney's love relationships are low key. She was married to Scott Disick for a long while before they divorced, and now she's with Travis Barker. She's now married to Travis Barker. But even with Courtney's relationships are very low key. It's Chloe, Kim, Lee. Well, Kendall, we really didn't hear much about Kendall. It's Kylie, Kim, and Chloe. And Chloe and Kim's relationships have had a lot of weirdness. Like, so it's interesting. Like, them girls, listen.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what more people. I feel like now at this point in time, the Kardashians are at a point where they're about to be phased out of everything. And I feel like a lot of them use dating just to remain relevant.
Yeah, and I feel like that's Kim's deal. Like, I feel like she does a lot of serial dating, but. Because then, like, even, like, she broke up with Kanye, and then she started dating Chris Davidson, but then that didn't last long, and now, I don't know, I just feel like she's the serial dater, Kim Kardashian is the serial dater.
Kim Kardashian.
Kanye was her longest, was her longest marriage.
Right.
I looked
right.
up her marriages, and them babies didn't last long. But Kanye was the longest. Kanye was, whatever Kanye, the relationship her and Kanye had, like, Kanye was her longest marriage. But she's the
I think Kanye
baby,
was
like,
trying to prove that you can turn a hoe into a housewife, and, you know, it kind of almost worked, per se.
I don't know. Who Kardashian women, Jenner women, or... They're very business savvy, though. Mom, Chris, is very business savvy. She's turning them into business. I mean, keeping up with the Kardashians, Kylie's makeup line. Kim has a line. So, yeah, it's just very interesting.
Yeah, definitely not feeling the Kardashians. But, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you know, I just don't understand. You know, one likes actors and singers. The other likes athletes. Their mom was intelligent. She was like, you know, if you're going to do it big, at least do it with a black person.
I mean, the mom, Chris's current boyfriend is black as well. So, I mean, not her name is not Black China anymore. What is her name? Angela, what, I can't think of her last name. He has a daughter with Rob Kardashian. But... And even Chloe has what, True, and then another child with something Chloe was married to Lamar Odom,
yeah.
You know,
turned him into a whole crackhead.
then you have Kim, she has what, children with Kanye. So they're married.
She's known for her Ray J video.
Their children consist of
all the different directions.
Yeah. North is the only one as a director. You are funny. All the different directions. North is the only one. Northwest. Because you got Chicago, phone.
I'm sorry, you got what?
Chicago.
Okay.
One of the children's name is Chicago, phone. Hold on. Where? You guys, just bear with me for 1 second. I'm trying to get the name of these here children.
Mm-hmm.
As the old people would say, baby, we're going to get the name of their children. Northwest, St. Chicago, Foam. Hold on. So he has four kids with North, St. Chicago. Chicago and Song were born to be a surrogate.
Yep, it's a hard pass for me.
So
though.
North and Saint were actually came out of. That's what came out of Kim.
Yep.
Came out of somebody else.
Now we are going to just name them in the era that we are in at the present time.
She's only been married. Kim has only been married four times. She was married to Thomas Chris Humphries, which she had annulled, and then Kanye. And she was married to Kanye for 8 years.
I see. Bless their heart. But on to something relevant. Living legend Harry Belafonte has passed. Everybody's grandmama's side piece has passed at the age of 96 years old. He was a trailblazer.
Where he will be missed.
So what's your favorite Harry Belafonte moment?
Unfortunately, I don't have any because I don't recall looking at seeing any movies Harry was in. So I don't have any. I do apologize.
Got you. I too don't have any. That was before my time. Henceforth from why I thought you had one. But nonetheless, we are glad that the family is holding up well. And we do wish their family our deepest condolences as they continue to mourn the life and the legacy of Harry Belafonte, everybody's grandmama's imaginary side piece. I don't think there's a grandmama alive that hadn't told one of their kids at least that.
Well, at least great grandma, because we can't necessarily say the grandmothers now are a little bit younger than the grandmothers that you and I have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's because their kids are a lot faster than the grandmama's times that we had. In our day, I wish you would tell Big Mama you was pregnant at 10. It's a lot different now. For Broadway lovers, Chaka Khan's Life is coming to the stage in I'm Every Woman, the Chaka Khan musical.
Wow, yes, Chaka getting a musical. Woo-hoo. First Tina, now Chaka.
I figured that you would like that that announcement.
Is she going to play a part in, like, Tina did with hers?
Apparently, there's going to be a lot going on. So there is definitely a documentary on Donna Summer that is coming. There's a lot of 50th anniversary of hip-hop celebrations going throughout, especially New York. And now Chaka Khan is going to have a musical that will be arriving fall of 2024. The artist born Yvette Marie Stevens has led a story life that will be reflected in the play's book, which will be written by celebrated screenwriter and playwright Tina Andrews. And it covers Chaka's teenage years, her time as a Black Panther, her tenure and success with band Rufus, and her resounding success as a solo artist to this day. This will be, the musical will bow in fall 2024 at London's West End. And then production will begin on the project later. Production will begin later this year. And then in August, auditions for three leads will be held. And so that means it will probably be hitting America stages if it starts in London. It's going to probably not hit America stages until late 2024, early 2025, depending on how in those stages. So hopefully it does well in London, because remember, Preacher's Wife was canceled in London and never had a chance to debut here in the United States. And they had an all-star cast. Loretta Devine, Lettucey, Deborah Cox. So, I mean, that Preacher's Wife play had a all-star studded cast and still did not get a chance to debut here in the U.S. So I'm excited to see how at least Chaka does. I'm hoping it does well in London so that it can come to the U.S. I would be interested in seeing it on Broadway, personally.
That's interesting. I would love to see it.
Out the good stuff. Like, I want to see the I Got Hooked on Coke moments.
You know,
I want to
go. too deep in her, I'm not going to go too deep in her. It'll probably talk about it, but again, let's see how, if she has a hand in, a say in it, in this, because the thing is, like I said with Tina Turner, she had, she may have had a, I don't know how much of a say she had in her story being told, but again, yeah. let's see how much of a hand she has in there. And of course, I do agree with you. Let's not leave out the good part about how she got to where she is.
Absolutely, because if many people don't remember Chaka Khan, as you know, even if you see her to this day, like, you know, she ain't sober 24/7 on stage. Y'all better have somebody that get high play her.
Right.
You know, go find one of you know, somebody, one of them Kardashians can play her. So rumor has it that Tamar Braxton will be eloping.
Do you blame her? I don't blame her. Oh, it's interesting that you brought up Tamar because I saw an actual Instagram of her new fiance and Vince out together.
Oh, okay. So is Vince going to be her best man?
He actually was at, I don't know if they were at a club. She was sitting next to her fiance. And she was, you know, had the camera on her. And then you see her pan over. You see her new fiance. And you see Vince. I mean, I think she and Vince are at least cordial and friends, cordial with each other. So I don't think it was anything. Again, people can be married to somebody and not necessarily want to be married to them. But they could be friends or I think they were out together.
All right, congratulations.
They have Logan. So she's eloping.
She's eloping. Tony Braxton announced it today on the Sherry Shepherd show.
I don't want to have a big ceremony. She don't want to do it. She don't want to have a church wedding. She don't want a church wedding.
Nah, I'm quite sure she's going to have a huge-ass party, though.
For Tamar. If she's happy, I am happy for her. If this is what she decides to do, I don't fault her or blame her at all. I had a cousin on his birthday. He and his wife went to the Justice of Peace, went to the courthouse and got married on his birthday.
Oh, that's a good birthday gift. You can never celebrate your birthday alone anymore. Like, you know, it will always be, this is our wedding day, but That's definitely a good birthday gift. I mean, my motto is whatever makes you happy.
That's what works for them.
Yeah,
that's what works for them.
I definitely, I don't know. I mean, you know, I wouldn't mind eloping for a wedding. I think a nice little, you know, wedding in an island or something with just close family and friends, nothing huge.
Yeah, it reminded me of the episode of Braxton Family Values when Gabe and Trina, I think they renewed their wedding vows and they went to an island. It was just their family. It didn't go over well, but but that was something that worked. They felt worked. They wanted to renew their wedding vows and trying to rekindle and renew their broken relationship. So
yeah. I'm here for it, Tamar. I really just
Tamar,
want,
we happy for you, girl.
Yeah. Anything that's going to make you get yourself together, baby, I'm happy for you. Because God knows.
Girl, I can't sing with you either. Okay, before we close out our hot topic, I have to throw this hot topic in here.
Okay.
So, Smokey Robinson admitted that he had an affair with Diana Ross. I got questions. Everyone is saying that they think that Smokey should have kept that to himself. They felt like he was wrong in putting his business out there with Diana Ross. And I think he said that's what his... Smokey, I read the article. Smokey said that he had a relationship with Diana Ross, but she ended it because she knew his first wife. His first wife was also a singer. And so it ended his relationship with his, I mean, she ended it because she knew the first wife. Smokey. It must have been the light skin and the eyes. But let's talk about Miss Diana Ross.
Miss Diana Ross has slept with a lot of people.
Diana girl.
Do you think her and Michael Jackson slept together?
No, I think Michael Jackson idolized her. I think Michael Jackson, he saw Diana Ross as like a mother figure or maybe like an auntie figure. I don't think there was no sexual involvement with Diana Ross. I think, you know, for him being so young and then Diana Ross kind of being older than he was, because, you know, he was a little boy. I think he really idolized Diana Ross and kind of felt he could trust her. I don't think anything sexual happened with her. I just think that.
Do you think the song Dirty Diana was about her? Or do you think it was about Princess Di?
Oh, I never thought about Princess Diana. Because he was very close to Princess Diana, too, wasn't he? Yeah, and he was very close to Elizabeth Taylor. Michael Jackson was very close to Elizabeth Taylor as well. I don't know.
Loved her so much, he went and got his nose just like her.
I don't know. I wouldn't say he was in love with Diana Ross, but Diana Ross, the boss, like, I feel like she is really the boss.
Smokey.
It must have been the light skin and the eyes. Not for the word.
Do you think he gave Diana Ross a gasm?
I'm quite sure he gave many women a gasm, but
I am on this album that Smokey has released called Gasms. It's very interesting to wait until you're 100 years old to release an album called Gasms. Talk about Tears of a Clown.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
I cannot with you. Well, all right, bro, you want to get into our... I am hollering.
My God, today. Oh, all right. Reach out and touch somebody's hand.
Reach out and touch.
I'm touching more than hands, baby.
Make this world a better place. Yes, we can.
Oh, he did. He gave. He did. He gave her.
Upside down, you're turning me. Your tender love is giving me.
That's who he wrote Cruise for.
Boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. That's Diana Ross for those of you. Ooh.
Yeah. Now she's missing them. She got the gas. Monkey, how did that story work out? Well, I took
over. Wait a minute. So now that makes me question her relationship with Marvin Gaye. Because remember, she wrote a song about Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. Those 70s singers, they knew how to do things slick.
Since you've been away, I've been thinking about you. Since you went away. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm telling y'all my age because that came out in the 80s. Because she wrote that song about Marvin Gaye, about how much she missed him and... Because they were, because they were in Motown together, so.
Yeah, sure they were. When he got that feeling, he needed sexual healing.
So my question is, I don't know, we're supposed to be talking about our topic.
We'll get there.
What was really going on in Motel? Like, is everybody beating with everybody?
It was a lot of moaning going on in Motown.
Like, in order for you to be on my studio session, you got to meet me at the hotel tonight?
Meet me at the hotel? Meet me in the studio.
Okay. Okay.
Did you see the way?
So I was reading, my students were reading a book called Sula, and one of the Sula's mother was having sex with the people, the men in the town. So Sula's grandmother owned a boarding house, and Sula's mother was very sad. So Sula's mother would have sex with the married men in the town, and basically she knew it. But the funny thing is, they would always have sex in the pantry of the house. So my question is, at Motel, was y'all in the studios, like when no one was in there, like on the soundboard?
Right in the soundboard. That's why you had them old school heartbeats when you thought they people were stomping their feet. That.
Okay. I got quiz, love and happiness.
We're gonna have to get a Motown artist on the podcast.
We got questions. Y'all can answer them. No, we're not gonna ask you about specific stars because we know you really can't tell us. But
right.
We got questions about Motown. Like, I feel like a lot of it was like Marvin Gaye said, sexual healing. When I get that feeling.
Absolutely. What distant lover. Yeah, he felt it.
Yeah.
Song was so good,
right,
he had no words in that song.
Yeah, but Miss Diana Ross, girl, you was really the boss.
We need a Diana Ross. We need a Diana Ross biopic.
Yes. Can Tracy play her? No? Can Tracy Ellis Ross
Tracy's on Flair, and we are going to make it as juicy as the Janet Jackson biopic. We ain't leaving nothing out.
We do need a Janet biopic. We do need a Janet. We need a Janet biopic.
We need a LaToya biopic because y'all really need to know.
No, we don't. That's something we don't want. We're good on Janet. We're good on you, LaToya girl.
Hers will be called, it is not the music that made me famous.
LaToya
Jackson biopic.
No, we need a Jermaine Jackson biopic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just know that's going to be a shady.
Oh, yeah.
That will be a shady biopic.
We need an actor to play him that can do when they need that slick down hair, though. They need that.
They gotta be dyed jet black.
What is it? Stuff they put in it.
Was it that slick down curl? That gel? That brown?
Yeah,
brown gel? That Ampro gel?
Yeah, that. But what's the color that the men get put in their hair when they want to dye black?
Oriental black. Bye.
We need that. Yes, Beijing. Yes, Beijing. We need some good actor to be Beijing.
Oh, man. Interesting. So tonight's topic is really near and dear. It is. Tonight's topic is about really people who what is it that makes people like give up? And it's so funny. I was just talking about it with my cousin, but it's just like, you know, we start a thing, and it's like we get through the first couple stages of it, and we're gung-ho about it, and then we slowly start to falter away from things, and we slowly start to lose interest in things, and we slowly start to give up. And the next thing you know, like that thing you started was not, it's just sitting on the shelf. It's getting old. It's getting dusty. Many of us have done this with a lot of things in life. Some of us, if not, you know, majority of us, this could be going back to college. For a majority of us, it could be getting a business off the ground. For a majority of us, it could be just commitment issues. And so we really wanted to know, what do you feel is the reason why people start things with it, start things on a high end, but then give up so quickly? You can feel free to call in 319-527-6083, 319-527-6083. But why is it like, why do people so quickly give up, especially nowadays? Nowadays, it's like, you know, I got you. I'm with you. This is going to be fun. We're going to be on point. And then after, you know, you go in, you know, 6 weeks and you on point. You go in 9 weeks, you on point. You go in week 15, you know, we only missed a couple days. You go in week 32 and it's like, who that is? Oh, yeah. That's right. That's the person. So, is it a fear of success? Is it a fear of, is it not what you thought it would be when it first started? Is it something that, you know, even your relationship, some people go into relationships and you could tell that, you know, they booed up like LMA, you know, and they're loving on each other and they're hugging on each other. And every time you see each other, they're holding hands and they all puppy love. And then after 3 months, it's like, this mofo gets on my nerves. Oh, my God, I wish you'd go jump off a bridge. Don't you got something to do? Go hang with your friends. Like, what is the reason people give up? What is the fear people have that makes them say, I cannot do this any longer? Maurice, what do you think the issue is?
I think one issue about commitment and consistency. I think people start off very strong, but then I think once they see what it takes away, what they're giving up and sacrificing, it kind of starts to wane on them. I think sometimes that we are committed in the beginning because it's like, oh, okay, I'm all in. The more we start to see that we're sacrificing, the more we start to see that we're giving up, then the less we want to be a part of it, or we're not consistent with it. And being a teacher, I can say this for, I notice with my students, we're at the fourth quarter, which is the end, because next week is, to be honest, this week is their last week to turn in, to do work for the instruction. So,
okay.
I'm noticing that a lot of my students are like, I passed the class, so I don't really gotta do much to get a good grade. I'm gonna just do the bare minimum to do a good grade. So their commitment level from first 3 quarters where you're bugging me about your grade being a 56 to you, you know, why I got this grade and why is this happening? Why is that happening? So now when you were doing that, but now you're at this point where, oh, well, I don't really got to do nothing because it's almost over, so I don't even care no more. And I think that's what happens with people. It's when you first start doing it and you're in the race and you're going for it, but as time goes on, maybe like you said earlier, maybe this is not what I thought it was going to be. So now I'm not all in like I thought I was.
Yes,
that's my thoughts on it. But I feel like the same excitement and the same energy you had in the beginning needs to happen as it grows on. Like even with this show, like, we've been all in since day one. And sometimes, you know, sometimes, yes, does it get tiring? Yes, do we not want to take breaks? Yes, we do. But we still have to be all in. We still have to go forth and give the people a good show. And I think sometimes that is lacking due to the fact that, hey, I mean, I'm not saying for this show, but I think sometimes what lacks is that we just get tired because we haven't counted the cost, if that makes sense.
And I think the energy, you could tell, like, a lot with our energy, too. Like, I think a lot of times the energy is just so difficult to keep up, especially, like, now. Like, both of us are educators. So it's like now, you know, you're getting grades and graduation ready, and I got, you know, reports that are due and you know, all of the end-of-the-year stuff, end-of-year celebrations and end-of-year field trips and and, you know, and then, you know, so you're leaving work later and, you know, you commute. So you got to hop on, you know, trains. I got to hop on automobiles. But then it's like, you know, okay, it's Tuesday. So I know I got to be on the podcast by this time. But, oh, hell, I got a meeting in between work and the podcast. So I get out the meeting and it's like 6 o'clock, 6:15. You got to rush home. I got to make sure the podcast is set up. So, you know, we get it, you know, it's a lot of things going behind the scenes of a podcast, guys. You got to make sure your stories are correct and relevant. You got to make sure your hot topics is on point. You got to make sure you know what you're going to talk about. You got to make sure everybody's in agreement with what you're talking about. You got to make sure you got a show for people to listen to. But, you know, I just feel like if you're going to put your hands on something, finish it out to see where it's going to go. I feel like a lot of people have missed their marks because they gave up too soon. You know, I feel like, you know, if you leave a relationship the first time you get bored with a relationship, you'll never have a successful relationship because, I mean, let's be real. I mean, unless you don't really want nothing that's going to be long term. But every day ain't going to be like a fun day. Every day ain't going to be a, you know, if you got with a person because y'all got together and they put it on you, you got with them for the wrong reasons. You got with them because the sex was great. Just call it what it is. But if you got with a person and you say, you know, I'm trying to build and I'm at an age now I want to settle down, and then the next week it's like, oh my God, this person is boring. I don't know if this is going to work. I like to go out every day. I like to do this every day and that every day. You know, you are missing the point of being in a relationship. Be single. You know, but if you're really saying you're with somebody or you're with even a thing, you know, you're writing a book, you're putting an album, a LP together, you're planning a trip, you're putting together a family reunion. It's a lot of behind the scenes. And so it's important that you finish it, because if you don't finish something that you put your hands to begin with, it will give you I have learned, if I can drop something easily, it makes dropping everything else that much easier. So right. One of those things that I've learned, if I'm going to start it, I'm going to give it 180%. And if 180% drops to 150, then this might not be for me. But if I can keep pushing this thing out, I'm good to go, because it's something right. I started. And I don't look at the way things start. I look at how things end. Some of my greatest friendships I've had for years. But then some of the friendships I've had for years, I let go of because I figured out it was never meant to be for me anyway.
Right.
So, but if you don't put in the time, the effort, and the energy that it takes, you're shortchanging yourself. And you're shortchanging the very thing that you've put your hands to.
Right. But I like what you said about concerning relationships and consistency. A lot of people are complaining about consistency in relationships, and that just doesn't mean romantic. That also means platonic and friendship relationships that people are not committed to and consistent in them. Like, the new term is ghosting. What did we say it was when we were – what was it when we were coming up? It wasn't ghosting. It was,
I don't know, because I've always had this thing that if it's something I didn't like, I dipped.
Yeah, maybe dipping on people or leaving them in a holding the bag or something like that. And so I feel like our generation, we didn't really ghost people as much. We kind of played people, though.
Yeah.
We kind of played them like, I might be talking to you, but I'm also going to be talking to somebody else. I'm not going to just have my eggs all in one basket. I'm going to put my eggs in one basket over here, one basket over there. One basket over there.
Yeah,
so,
did you spreading seeds.
Yeah. When we talk to people, and like I was saying about even with my own parents, like they didn't, unless they really committed to someone, there was a, they committed to them.
Yes.
But I think with this generation ghosting, a lot of ghosting happens. A lot of people start communicating. One minute we're talking, and then 3 weeks later, well, one minute we're talking for a week, and then the next minute you're gone. You're nowhere to be found. Like, I can't find you anywhere. So I think that happens in this generation. Ghosting happens. So,
yeah.
Just a very interesting topic about, because I think it has to do with consistency. People are not consistent. If we're honest,
yeah,
people
are
not consistent.
We definitely lack consistency in today's times. Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, it stems from, I think, to me, that could stem from childhood because we all have, you know, inconsistency somewhere. Some of it was in, you know, I had inconsistent parents or I had inconsistent friends, you know, or I just had an inconsistent life period. So, you know, that could have definitely something that stems from childhood and works its way into our adulthood.
I also feel like many of us are, some of us are trying new things and we're afraid at failure.
Mm-hmm.
Some people
yeah.
are afraid to fail. And I feel like some of us are trying new things, and because we're trying new things, we don't want to fail at it. We want it to go well, but we also don't want to make mistakes. So I think one of the things that we need to, we're afraid of trying, and we don't allow it to be consistent. We don't allow it to. We're just afraid. I feel like some of us are just afraid because it's new, it's exciting, but it's yet it's still new, and we don't want to fail, and we want to give it our all. But
sometimes too, we could be afraid of what others may think or say.
True.
Now, I'm being honest, those are the people that burn me up. I ain't gonna lie. I don't have the patience at this point in my life to worry about what everybody thinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was 10, yeah, I was looking for friends at 10. You know, but I feel like when you get to a certain age, and we may need to do a show about that, you get to a certain age, you are not worried about the naysayers any longer or what somebody thinks. You know, I don't know why they fool with this person, and this person ain't even on your level, and da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, and you always got that one friend who always got something negative about everybody else in your life. Well, I like this person, but this person, you know, so I do feel like sometimes it could be a thing of what are the people saying that you hold valuable to your life.
Right. But I also feel like this as well. Okay, you can have so much to say about people, and I've been guilty of that. I've been guilty of having stuff to say about people that I just didn't know. And instead of me course correcting and saying, well, I don't know them for real, but this is what I, you know, just because I don't know them doesn't mean they're a bad person.
Right.
Just because I don't know who they are as an individual doesn't mean they're a bad person. It just means that I don't know them. And sometimes we have to be quiet because we meet people. They don't look like us or act like us or appear to be like us unfairly. And sometimes we just have to learn how to just shut our mouth and be quiet and say, okay, I think that person is on my friends. And and that's the thing we got to stop doing. We got to stop telling people, oh, they're not on your level. I notice we say that a lot. Oh, they're not on your level. They're not this and they're not that. Well, just because they're not on my level doesn't mean that I can't somehow be their friend But I just know that there are certain things I won't bring to them. You know, there are certain people, though, to be honest with you, I have come to this realization. There are some people that are not where I would like for them to be in my life. But guess what? That means bring them certain things. I don't give them certain tasks to handle. There are certain people
right.
in my life that I know that can handle tasks. I can give those the tasks. But my other friends who are not on that level, I can give them something else. I think it's just where you place people in our relationship and in our lives that make us say or make us look at things differently. I think we should never really judge people where they are. I think we need to embrace them where they are, but understand, like, if I know that I go out to eat with Dre, I'm going to have to pay his meal. And there's just sometimes I don't always need to go out with Dre. There are times we like, hey, we just might make plans once a month that's what we do.
Right.
It's just,
that was an example
really
for those listening.
Oh, that's not true, though. We know that's not true about you.
I just want to make sure we made that point that was definitely an example he was using, guys.
But I'm just saying there are certain people, like I know, like I have a friend, and like every time we go out, he always pays. That's
mm-hmm.
just how it is. That's what he does. That's what he does.
Right.
It's not that I don't have the money to pay. But that's just what he does. But we know where to place our friendship. And sometimes you got to know where to place people in your life and be consistent with those people. Because sometimes we as individuals are not consistent with people.
Yes. Absolutely.
If we're honest, we're not consistent with people. So.
No. There's so much inconsistency nowadays that... It's like, oof. So I definitely agree with that. Like, there are definitely a lot of inconsistency in today's times, period, that I just really feel like needs to be addressed. And I do feel like there, I think that people should have the right to call out someone when they are inconsistent. And not so much call them out, but bring it to the table. You know, hey, I listen that this is going on. What's wrong? And, you know, and go for it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right, and I think we do need to call out friends, and I think we need to have honest conversations with our friends. Honest conversations from a point of view of not to hurt feelings. But even if it hurts feelings, sometimes the truth will hurt. But we have to understand that our friend is telling us that out of love and out of concern. So if they tell us something we may not like, just saying that's what we have to do with. They're our friend, and if they care about us that much, then they're being honest.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes you got to test yourself, though. I mean, sometimes it's not the friend, it's you. Like, if you can't be that soft as an adult that no one can come to you and say, yo, this is what's going on. Because you don't understand, like, sometimes what you are doing might be hurting, you know, somebody else. And so I do feel that if someone is coming at you with the whole, this hurts my feelings type spiel, I feel that, you know, or I do know, I noticed that you've been doing X, Y, Z. I feel like you should be okay with saying, you know, oh, you know what? I do apologize. I didn't look at it like that. Like, that's the thing you got to look at. I mean, like, what more do people want? Like, let's just be real sometimes. What more do people want? Like, if I can't tell you, like, you know, dot, like, you know, you slipping. What is you mad for, Pippen?
Right.
Like, you're that upset that I'm saying to you, you slipping? Like, you slipping. Get your life together.
Right.
That's how I look at it. I mean, it could be me, you know, but that's how I look at things. Like, if your friends can't come to you and say, yo, I noticed you slipping in this area right here, and you get mad, you know, this supposed to be my friends. These supposed to be my friends. They're going to talk about I'm slipping. Like, if you that pissed off that you slipping, like, come on, player.
Right.
Like, I'm quite sure there are some people who listen to this podcast who probably says out their own throat, you know, I don't like listening to that podcast because they supposed to be preachers, and that Harris just say whatever he want to say. Got news for you. I really don't care. But at the end of the day, you know, I feel like, come on, y'all, really?
Hey, but we also said when we did this podcast that this was not a podcast for a churchy podcast. Because we didn't want it to always be, we didn't want it to be a churchy podcast. We want it to be exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Because at the end of the day, like, this to me is our outlet. This is the way we can get some things off our chest.
Yeah.
And just
and if
enjoy
people have
life.
An issue. Right. But if people have an issue with that, then that's their own issue. Because it's not about, this podcast is not about a church. Like, this is not about church. This is about us enjoying ourselves and being able to talk about real life issues. The one thing that we have to understand is that we must talk about real life issues. We must do that because that's, we live in the world. We live, that's the world we live in. So then this nonsense about, oh, they say that they're Christians and they love, yeah, we do love God, but we also understand that we also live in a world where we're human beings and there are topics and things we need to talk about and discuss. We're consistent with it, though.
That's right.
Then there is consistency that must happen, and we challenge, but we want to challenge people. We want to challenge you all. So you may not like all of our topics, then that's the topics you don't listen to. There are certain things that I don't listen to, and there are certain things that I don't always agree with. But guess what? I don't do. I don't judge people where they are.
That's it.
And get mad and say, oh, they're being blasphemous. No, we're not being blasphemous. We are being humans. We're being who we are, and we're telling the truth about things. You don't have to like
true.
It. You don't have to like it or agree with it.
You ain't even got to listen.
Right.
Like, that's where I'm at with it. You don't even have to listen, boo. Like.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that we have to, that people have to understand about when you do stuff like this, is that this is not about making people feel uncomfortable or us portraying or being hypocritical about what we're doing. What we're doing is an outlet. What we're doing is other preachers have these things. Ours is, again, we said ours is not, when we first started this, we said, this podcast is not your typical Christian type podcast. This is not, we will have those discussions, we'll discuss certain things, but we're not going to always focus on it because there's more topics out here to focus and things to focus on. Like, we still have a whole bunch of topics we haven't even touched.
Right. Yeah. And this is the podcast where we say what you were saying behind the scenes to your face. How about that? This is the podcast where we say what you say on the phone to your good girlfriends or to your good deacons, but you won't dare say it out loud. We'll say it out loud for you. Because at the end of the day, transparency is needed, and that's where I think a lot of people lack in things because they're not consistent with transparency. See, I'm for it. I'm with it. I'm with getting people saved, but I don't really want to be real about it. Like, I don't really want them to know that I did things wrong, too. But you all about salvation. You all about people realizing that you were not perfect, pastors. So it's the same thing. You starting something, but is you really down for the cause?
Right.
So it's the same. It flows. See how that flowed right into our conversation for the night. You got to understand, like, to me, my feelings are relevant. My thoughts are relevant. And I don't wear masks. I don't go trick-or-treating. I don't go to Halloween parties. I don't go to costume events because I don't like putting on masks. So I don't believe in being fake to nobody or for nobody. I will tell you how I feel, and I will let you know up front that if there's an issue that you have, you are entitled to your issue, and I'm entitled not to care.
Right.
Doesn't make
We might be experiencing some technical difficulties here. All right. Hold on. It seems we are experiencing some technical difficulties. I don't know what happened to my brother, Dre. He was in the middle of talking, and he got, I don't know if he's having some technical issues.
So for the first time ever,
oh, there you go.
The entire system for Blog Talk dropped. all right, so for those who don't understand how this show is, so this show is literally a direct connect show. And this is not the first time that has happened, but it has never happened while we were in a show. It would happen before you even dial into the show. It would just say, you know, cannot connect. So that tells you how many people actually uses Blog Talk as a hosting platform. But shout out to Blog Talk for being able to just reconnect right into your episode, because had it been anything else, it probably would have dropped me straight down. So big shout out to Blog Talk for being able to just jump right back into our show. But I was saying that 9 out of 10, like if I say something to someone and they don't like what I say, and it's one of those things where if they become butt hurt by what I say, 9 out of 10, that's somebody who probably doesn't bang with me like that anyway, because anybody who's my friend knows I am very transparent. I am very cut dry. I am very upfront on how I feel. I'm very upfront with what I feel. And I don't really, and it's not that I don't have a filter, or I don't have any emotions, or I don't have sympathy, or I don't have empathy, you know, but I deal with grown people.
Mm-hmm.
So and I expect the same thing that I give, I expect to receive back in return. Like don't BS me or don't sit here and drag me around the world. Like, just be 100 with me. It is what it is.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah, interesting topic tonight. As always, we are so excited that you guys have tuned in. To all of our loyal listeners and our diehard fans and our what I call our family, we are so appreciative of you. We got to come up with a name for our fans. But we so appreciate
right.
you guys. To our brother Javon in the city of Philadelphia, which is in Philadelphia, home of the Sheagles, home of like every team who makes it to the playoffs but never wins. We're so grateful for you, to our fans, to our loyal listeners, friends of the show, Jay Wills, we miss you. Demetrius, thank you for your continual listenership, viewership. For those who listen, because I look at the stats every week, guys, and our show is consistently going up. Feel free to dial in 319-527-6083, and feel free to hit us on your social media network. The Brothers Podcast is how to find us on your social media network. And let us know, I would love for y'all to do a show about this, or, hey, I would love to be a guest on the show. We want to bring in more guests. We want to bring in different things. Next week, I don't know our topic, but, we definitely going to get some things that are heavy-hitting topics. And they are, unfortunately, they're not cliche topics. They are things, real-life topics that people endure and people go through that are needed to be discussed. And then some things are just going to be to honor some other things. Some heavy hitters that I am proud to know throughout this city. And I'm going to, invite them on the podcast soon and really just discuss like the things, what made them do certain things that they're doing to be the heavy hitters that they are. And so we want you guys to be appreciative of what we bring to you. But if it's something that you would like for us to add to to the list, simply hit us up and say, yo, brothers, I really feel like we should do a show about this. And I'm okay with that. We're all okay with that. We will take it into consideration. Mm-hmm. Like Maurice said, there are topics we have not even touched yet. We still have, we still got 7 months in the year, and one more sabbatical or one more vacation week, if you will, that we won't be on air. But, maybe two. But, we still got 7 months to go for this season, and we are highly excited at the fact that you guys have been banging with us for two seasons now. And I think we're like 14 episodes in this season. So we definitely have, we have shows that we can look back and say, wow, we did make a difference with this. Some of them were crazier than others. But, hey, what can I say? We crazy people. We like what we do.
Exactly.
To our show introduction producer of our intro clip, we are so excited for you. Congratulations on finishing a great run educationally. We definitely expect bigger things for you. And even with you, we're going to make sure once you start college, we're going to send something to you, to your college on behalf of the brothers, because we appreciate you. And I know Maurice has all that information on where you're going, but just make sure that we have your address, because we want to make sure we be a blessing to you. All of our fans, we hope you tune in next week. Same channel, same blog talk station, same blog talk channel, same blog talk radio show. If you miss us on blog talk, don't forget, we got you. God bless you. We got you on Apple Podcasts. We got you. We are coming to Pandora Podcast. We are coming to Amazon Podcast. We're coming to Google Podcast. We are working on that as we speak. The brothers podcast.com is about to be a thing. So that's going to be another way you could tune in and listen, plus also keep in contact with us. And then for those who are on Blog Talk, when you listen to us, please know there is a way that you can chat live with us also. Even if you can't be on the show, you can definitely still chat live with us while we're on the air. If you have a question, throw it in the chat, and we will actually speak or say what your question is and move forward with answering it as best as we can. So we're excited. We are grateful for you. And we hope that you guys tune in again next week. On behalf of my brother in Charm City, the city where the Ravens play, and Odell Beckham is about to be on that team, in the city where crab cakes are made, and you don't know if you in the harbor, if you eating fresh fish or the fish from the aquarium, but hey, who knows? It's fish, and it's fresh. From your boy from the first state, the craziest one of the bunch is me. I promise you that. But always excited to have you guys on. on the show. And we'll see you guys next week. On behalf of Maurice, Javon, I'm your boy Dre. This has been the Brother Podcast. Every Tuesday on your blog, 7:30. See y'all next week.
Yeah.